Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome to Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. This week, I'll be featuring encores of my interviews with Dr. Nancy Fitch about the importance of getting the flu shot. Also with Rich Perry from Wilkes-Barre Power about how the organization can help you in your business and professional life. WILK's Nikki Stone interview with Pastor Dan, also Kathy from Keystone Mission. And Froggy 101's Doc and Chewy speak with Mike Slusser from the city of Wilkes-Barre about Sunday's Wilkes-Barre St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's all coming up. Special Edition gets started right now. This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. My guest is Dr. Nancy Fitch, an emergency physician with MedExpress in Wilkes-Barre, to tell us why the flu shot is important this time of the year. Hello, Dr. Fitch.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
Took forever to get this interview together, but we're going to make a go of it, come hell or high water. There's so many other illnesses going on around this time of the year. There's the flu. There's COVID, there's RSV. If you're feeling sick, how do you know if you have the flu, COVID, or RSV?
Sometimes you don't know, and that's what makes it very challenging. So a lot of times the only way we can really tell is to do the testing, because flu and COVID in particular really overlap significantly.
Now, when you talk about high-risk communities, it's pretty much usually the younger end and the older end of the spectrum.
For sure. Those in between that have other medical conditions that can be compromised by coming down with flu and COVID.
Right. And seeing commercials about people that are able to get a COVID vaccine and a flu vaccine at the same time, that is safe, I would imagine, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Now, you know, some people have some adverse reactions. So, you know, some of the feelings you feel after these vaccines, I personally haven't been getting them at the same time. I separate them out and haven't had any problems. But, you know, I think it just depends on how you've handled the vaccines in the past.
So how long would you want to separate them out? Are we talking like a day or two, a week or so?
You know, I think anywhere from a couple days to, 2 weeks in between.
Okay. You're listening to Special Edition. My guest is Dr. Nancy Fitch, an emergency physician with MedExpress in Wilkes-Barre. How are the numbers regarding the flu, because it seems like they've been going up ever since the holidays started?
They have been. Flu and COVID both are on the rise. And, you know, we've seen, especially right before the holidays, flu hit very, very hard. But we're still seeing, you know, very active flu and COVID numbers.
Now, what would be the best way to protect yourself and your family from getting sick this year, aside from, obviously, getting the vaccine?
it goes back to some of the things that we learned during the pandemic. You know, obviously, if you are sick, stay home so you don't spread it to others. You know, the masking still, as much as you wearing the mask doesn't protect yourself per se, unless right. you are wearing the N95s. But, you know, masking with an N95, if you do have to be out and about, social distancing, lots of hand washing, hand sanitizer, you know, those things are still very, very important and can be very helpful to help prevent yourself from catching some of these infections.
Now, this winter has been interesting in terms of temperatures. We got some super cold days that turn into warmer days. Is that causing more problems with people coming down with the flu or other diseases?
Not so much. You know, these diseases are flying rampant, even down in warm temperatures where the temperatures are staying the same. It's just their typical cycle. And, you know, I think for us, a lot of our resistance might go down a little bit when it gets colder. The other thing, too, is the humidity in the homes. You know, the lower humidities does make it a lot easier to contract some of these viruses because the, you know, the nasal passages are dry. The moisture in your nose can make it a little bit, you know, they trap the viruses a little bit better. So sometimes that humidity in the homes does contribute to catching some of these viruses a little bit easier.
So maybe don't have the thermostat up at 72. Maybe if you lower it down to 68 or something like that, that could make a difference?
It could make a difference and get the humidifiers going. You know, get some moisture back in your house because right now they're very dry.
Any other treatments available for people that may come down with the flu?
A lot of the treatment for flu and COVID is the symptomatic treatment of the symptoms that you're having. So, you know, if you have the runny nose, you want to take an antihistamine. If you're congested and you can take the decongestant, take a decongestant. Combination products that combine those, like the antihistamine decongestant combinations, cough medicines that help with some expectorant properties, cough medicines, body aches and fever treated with the, you know, Tylenol and the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to help with some of the discomfort. Usually, if you can keep yourself comfortable, you can kind of ride these out a little bit easier.
You're listening to Special Edition. My guest is Dr. Nancy Fitch, emergency physician with MedExpress in Wilkes-Barre. Is there still a lot of resistance for people in terms of getting either the COVID-19 vaccine or even the flu vaccine?
There still is. And, you know, I can understand that. COVID really kind of beat us all down with the, you know, the initial series and then boosters. And, you know, there are still people who are like, no, I never get the flu shot because as soon as I get the flu shot, I get the flu. And that's not usually the case. You know, the flu shot itself can't give you the flu. And same with the COVID vaccine. The COVID vaccine can't give you COVID. But the revving up of the immune system from these vaccines can give you some of the symptoms that mask it, which basically just means that the vaccine is working. You might get some body aches, maybe a low-grade fever, some of the symptoms that you might think are actually the flu, but are actually your immune system reacting to the vaccine itself. People will still resist it.
That's interesting. I guess it depends sometimes if it's just your political point of view that you're kind of adamant against it. And oddly enough, for a long time, back in the 50s and 60s, it was more so liberals and Democrats that seemed to be opposing vaccination, especially if it's considered mandatory vaccination. Now it's the other side of the aisle.
Yeah. And I don't take the political stance
right.
for it. You know, I look at the science behind it. So, you know, the boosters, I think, are going to be with us, just like the flu shot has been with us for a very long time. And if they make changes to the vaccine, you know, some people might look at it a little bit differently. And it's hard. There's still a lot of data that's missing that is going to come out of, you know, the fact of having the disease itself. We still don't know all the long-term complications of having COVID. You know, and that's a big issue as well. And we're getting people now that are coming down with COVID for their second time, some people even their third and fourth times. What is the ramification of getting COVID that many times down the road? We don't really know a lot of that data yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly new disease. When you hear COVID-19, people think there's like 18 other variations of COVID, but it's called COVID-19 because it was first discovered back in 2019.
Correct, yes.
for anybody that tests positive for COVID, what would be the next step for you to do?
So with COVID-19, the CDC guidelines right now say that you should isolate for the first 5 days from the onset of your symptoms, mm-hmm. which basically means, you know, you should isolate away from your family to protect them, you know, have your food dropped off at your bedroom doors, wipe down all the surfaces if you have to share a bathroom, those kinds of things. After day 5 of isolation, you can go back about your business as long as you weren't running a fever on day 5 and you weren't taking any medicines to keep a fever down on day 5. So on day 6 through 10, you can go back out into the world, so to speak, as long as you mask and avoid places that require you to take your mask off. So you want to stay out of restaurants, bars, gyms, those kinds of places that you would require your mask to come off to eat or drink. So as long as you can, you know, mask, you can go out and about like the grocery store and do your errands from day 6 through day 10. Day 11, you can go back to business as usual. They have found that the infectiousness tends to decrease dramatically after day 5, but you wear the mask day 6 through 10 to help protect others just in case you do have some waning virus particles that you could be spreading. So you want to still avoid people that are high risk from day 6 to 10. You know, you want to avoid those very, very young infants, pregnant women, older people, and especially those that have any other medical problems that make them immunocompromised that they might not be able to fight against COVID. So
that's a pretty good list of things to avoid, you know, for if you come down with COVID-19. I thought at first I might have come up with like an early version of it. Early in 2020, I had this issue. It was like a burning sensation from my throat into my chest, and I wasn't really able to like walk long distance, like a half a block. I was starting to feel winded. I don't know if that was COVID. I thought maybe it was asthma or something, but it was early in 2020. Could that be a possible COVID symptom? Because as far as I know, I don't think I've gotten COVID yet.
You know, it's hard to say. You know, people have said, oh, I had something in 2019 that I know was COVID, and I had it in early 2020. We don't know. We won't be able to ever know that because we weren't testing for it back then to really know. So it's hard to say. I mean, it's very hard to say. We don't know the spreading pattern of it back then. We can only tell from when we really were notified that this was a problem.
So COVID's basically in its adolescent years right now. Well, we don't know a lot about it. I'm sure we'll find out more as time goes on. Dr. Fitch, anything else you want to advise us about regarding this time of the year, getting the flu vaccine or COVID vaccine or RSV for that matter?
Well, I think it definitely is worthwhile. The season is still present. We're going to have flu around probably until March or April. So getting the vaccine now for flu is definitely beneficial. You know, the people will get the flu and they're like, oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever had to go through. And it's like, it can be. The flu is nothing to sneeze at. People are dying from flu. Children are dying from flu. Adults are dying from flu. And it's not something they haven't heard in the past. This is something that the flu has done. We've gotten a break from flu with COVID happening. Everybody was very, very conscious and mindful of what they were doing and the social distancing and the staying home when you were sick. So we had very, very mild flu seasons the past couple of years, but it came back with a roaring vengeance this year, and it's been very, very active this year, as has COVID remained active too. So it still is beneficial to get the flu shot now. It takes about 2 weeks for the immunity to start helping you, and even if you do contract the flu with the vaccine on board, at least your symptoms usually tend to be quite a bit milder and not be quite as I don't want to say debilitating. You know, you feel like you got hit by that bus and then it backed up over you one more time just to make sure it did you in. So it's worthwhile to get the vaccine, even though we're in January.
That's a very interesting way of putting it. Backed over by a truck and they just came back for more.
Yep.
All right. Dr. Nancy Fitch. I appreciate you joining us from MedExpress in Wilkes-Barre. Talk about the importance of getting the flu shots, even though in some ways spring's around the corner, but maybe not really, because I'm sure we're going to see 50-degree temperatures, but we're also going to see 10-degree temperatures as well. So I appreciate you joining us this morning on Special Edition.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes, and my guest this morning is Rich Perry from Wilkes-Barre Power. He's also has his own coaching and consulting business. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, Brian. Thanks for inviting me here today.
Oh, it's great to have you. I know you're heavily involved in Wilkes-Barre Power. Tell us what Wilkes-Barre Power is all about.
So Wilkes-Barre Power is one of the premier networking organizations here in Northeastern Pennsylvania. Even though it's called Wilkes-Barre Power, I mean, we do service the Luzerne County, Lackawanna County. It's all about bringing people together, networking, personal growth, professional development, and enriching the region.
Okay. Now, you don't necessarily have to be a business person to get something out of joining Wilkes-Barre Power. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of career professionals there. We do have, obviously, business owners, nonprofit executives, people that are really looking to grow personally and professionally, also looking to do something good for the community where they live.
Nothing wrong with that, that's for sure. I kind of belong to one myself. There's another group, Northeast PA Networkers, mostly in Lackawanna County. But you've invited me to the Wilkes-Barre Power thing, and I'm going to take you up on that invitation at some point in time. You're listening to Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. My guest this morning is Rich Perry, here to talk about Wilkes-Barre Power, some of the events that you hold. Tell me what some of the benefits you can get out of a membership with Wilkes-Barre Power.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're looking for, maybe you're looking for a job, okay, there's a lot of recruiters that come. And like you said, there's another really great organization, NEPA Networkers. And, you know, if you're looking for a job, it's a great opportunity to join an organization like Wilkes-Barre Power or NEPA Networkers. If you're just starting a business, maybe you want to start marketing it, building that brand awareness, getting out into the community, making those connections for strategic alliances or partnerships, collaborations. You're going to go and meet like-minded people who are looking for growth. They're looking for opportunity. They're looking to give back to the community, make a difference, make an impact. So joining an organization like Wilkes-Barre Power will provide those opportunities for you to network, to grow, to give back, to make those connections that could change the trajectory of your career or your business or whatever it is you're looking to do within a community.
Outstanding. Now, how often does Wilkes-Barre Power meet, and where, do they have like a specific location, or do you guys change it around every so often?
Traditionally, Wilkes-Barre Power meets on a monthly basis. In the past, we've always bounced around from different venues. Moving forward, I'm looking to create more opportunity for people to network and grow together. We're looking at doing some virtual activities. We're also looking at meeting more than just once a month. That's information to come, so stay tuned. But in the past, we've always met once a month.
If somebody were to join Wilkes-Barre Power, what is it in particular that they can get out of being in the group, other than, aside from what you've already indicated, just the ability to meet other people, just exchange information and exchange ideas? What else is Wilkes-Barre Power doing? You guys have bigger events, like maybe a couple times a year, something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if maybe you're starting out on a business venture or you're starting a project, likely you're going to need certain tools, resources. Maybe you don't have access to them. Maybe you don't have that particular connection yet. But joining a Wilkes-Barre Power will put you in position to meet those individuals. Maybe that's someone that's going to kind of fill that hole, fill that gap, give you that tool, that resource, maybe even that person will be able to share that life experience with you to help you solve that issue before it even comes.
You're listening to Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes, joined by Rich Perry. He has a coaching and consulting business and works with Wilkes-Barre Power. It's the group we've been talking about today. And you have something, a thing called the 10-Minute Mentor. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So you're on traditional radio. I have a podcast, and what I do with 10 Minute Mentor is I know that business owners, executives, people that are making things happen, they lead busy lives, right? They may not have time to sit down to listen to a 30-minute, 40-minute, or even hour-long podcast episode. So what I do is I created the 10-Minute Mentor where I deliver marketing and communication tips in 10 minutes or less. So it's very niche specific. The listener knows, okay, I'm coming in to learn this very specific thing today. They're going to get my tips. They're going to get my coaching ideas, my strategies, and they're going to leave with an actionable item. And then that's it. In 10 minutes or less, help them out. And then you come back next week for the next lesson.
Okay, do you have a timer? Is it like a buzzer that goes off at the 10-minute mark, or you just have that internal clock that you know that your 10 minutes is just about up?
Yeah, it, I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, so I know when 10 minutes is coming up. In the event that it's, you know, 10 seconds over, no one's going to cry about that, but I try and keep it around that 10-minute marker.
Not too shabby. You're listening to Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. My guest is Rich Perry from Wilkes-Barre Power, also the 10-Minute Mentor, and he has his own coaching and consulting business, obviously named Rich Perry Coaching and Consulting. Rich, what are the type of people that you usually deal with in your coaching and consulting business?
I prefer to work with small to medium-sized businesses. After I graduated with my MBA a couple months ago, I decided to stay in this region. Obviously, I stayed in the region because I'm the incoming president for Wilkes-Barre Power, but I also really wanted to make a difference here in the community. So I really enjoy working with local businesses that are thriving here in the NEPA area and helping them to design marketing and communication strategies to reach their audience, to reach their ideal customers, to share their message. They want to make an impact. They want to enrich the region. They want to make a difference here in their community for themselves and their families. So I help them with those tools, resources that they need to really make that difference.
And, you know, just to say, this is only the second time we've met in real life. Because I remember meeting you several years ago at an event up at Shadowbrook, and he's a pretty impressive guy. It's something definitely worth listening to. If you're interested in becoming a member of Wilkes-Barre Power or checking out your 10-minute mentor session, how can we connect?
Absolutely. So if you're looking to become interested in Wilkes-Barre Power, the first thing I would suggest is to find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. We also have a website. Now, we're in the process of maybe changing things over with the website, but go to, you know, WilkesBarrePower.com. Also, like I said, find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. We have a good social media presence there. If you have any questions, reach out to the social page of your choice, and I'd be happy to answer those questions and help you navigate the process of joining Power. If you're interested in connecting with me, I'm on all the cool social media platforms. You can find me at Coach Rich Perry. That's at Coach Rich Perry. You can also go to my website, richperry.com. From there, you can be directed to my blog, my podcast, all the resources that I have for business owners and executives.
Well, you're a busy guy. I'm surprised I haven't even been able to get you down here as we're approaching the 10-minute mark in this interview. Rich, anything else you want to add regarding either Wilkes-Barre Power or some of the work you've been doing in the community?
Yeah, I mean, we're really looking forward to making a big impact this year with Wilkes-Barre Power. I've been recruiting some really top people to help me just make a bigger difference. And if that's you, if you're looking to get involved, you're looking to grow personally, professionally, with your business, certainly consider coming on out. Reach out to me, connect with me, let's have a conversation. And like I said, just reach out to me, richperry.com, at Coach Rich Perry on all the socials, and I'd love to hear from you.
A little over 10 minutes. Hope you're not going to take off any points for this. But Rich Perry, appreciate you joining us today here on Special Edition. Best of luck to everything going on, because a lot happening in Wilkes-Barre. A lot of businesses have been popping up as a result of the Spark thing that's going on with Mayor George Brown. So I'm sure it's going to be a very interesting year for both the city of Wilkes-Barre and Wilkes-Barre Power. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Special Edition.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you.
Next up on Special Edition, an encore of Nikki Stone's WILK interview with Pastor Dan and Kathy from Keystone Mission. That's all coming up when Special Edition continues.
Dan, Shoshan in the studio. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Good to be here again.
As a pastor, I don't know if you would have anything to add to that. To maybe, it's hard to say, comfort the whole area is shocked by this. And I would think that even if you live in Wilkes-Barre and all Scranton's all the way up there, if it's in Scranton, it's in Wilkes-Barre.
Well, it's in our backyard right now. And
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We see it on the news all the time. We see the shootings, the mass shootings in different parts of the country. And we always say, well, that can't happen here. And stuff does happen here.
And the gangs aren't here. And the gangs are
here. They are here. And our police officer was shot this morning. So it brings us together closer as a community. We all grieve together. We mourn. If that's the case, when an officer dies in the line of duty, we all feel for the family, for the police departments, for those people that are all protecting our freedoms when we're in bed at night sleeping.
And this poor officer, from what I heard on Bob Cordero's show, was just newly a father. He had a newborn infant at home. And that, to me, just leaves me with this very heavy feeling over me. This child needs his father to grow up with. And then I look at the irony of the whole story might be that when you talk gangs, there's a lot of kids in fatherless homes that tend to join gangs because they're looking just for that sense of belonging.
And we're fighting that darkness every day. It's a battle. No matter where you go, in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and across the whole country.
Yes.
And then so what could we do to alleviate that? Or how do we work to bring more lightness into this world? And that's what we strive to do as pastors, as people in the church, to try to bring people together, to try to close that darkness out. But it's always there, and it's always banging at our back door.
Somebody said, Nikki, I grew up playing games like Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat, and Doom. Never once did it occur to me in my wildest dreams that I should go out and torture, rob, burn, murder, hurt, or anyone. We're turning into a demented society that doesn't value life anymore or on any level. In my aspect, the lack of empathy, sympathy, and the ability to relate to your fellow man is the main problem with society by large today. I think they have a point.
Definitely.
But I mean, and what? How do we change that? Well, maybe we'll discuss that later on. And Kathy, you come to us with Keystone Missions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And from the Scranton area.
Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. Actually, I'm in the process of opening a new innovation center in downtown Wilkes-Barre, but I work in both counties.
An innovation center, what would that be?
It's kind of like a day room, but we when the homeless community comes in, we work to get them help to try to get them off the streets.
So, and what kind of help is Keystone providing, may I ask? Like, as far as you say, get people off the streets.
Well, we start with the basics, such as getting proper ID. Most of the homeless community doesn't have any ID. They've lost their picture ID. They don't have a social security card anymore. They don't have a birth certificate. And you cannot get any assistance without those documents. So that is the first place that we start.
So if you've lost all those documents, because people become homeless for various reasons, and maybe had to leave that paperwork behind, how that's a difficult process for someone to go through.
Oh, yeah, and you can't get one without the other. It's circular, and it's not something that can happen overnight. Now, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will pay for a homeless individual's photo ID if they have not had one before or if it's expired. So that is paid for. The same thing with the birth certificate is provided by the state. Most of the states have some sort of accommodations for the homeless community. But it's not an overnight procedure. It takes a little bit of time to put everything together.
Now, in our area, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, how many people is Keystone Mission serving?
Well, I just told Dan, I said, I looked up some documents last night. I did a phone interview on my way home last night, and so I wanted a little bit of more documentation so I can share that with the reporter. But in Lackawanna County, in the past year, from last year this day until this year today, we've had 703 unique individuals come into our Innovation Center in Scranton.
703.
Mm-hmm. In Scranton alone. Now, we're only open since October 30th in Wilkes-Barre, and so far we've had 153 unique individuals.
And I got really concerned last week. All right, I have to ask this question. So last week I stopped at a local store on my way home on a Wednesday evening. And I'm walking out of that store, and I get approached by two women who said to me, be careful. Or, well, they said, is that your car over there? And I said, yes. And I told the story on the air last week because my heart wasn't in, I was scared for myself. I was concerned for this person. But they said, be careful. There's a man over there looking in your windows of your car. And when I look back, I'm like, okay, was I too nasty? Because I screamed at this guy from the sidewalk. The woman stood with me, get away from, or what are you doing by my car? I yelled, which I guess from a safety standpoint is the thing that you would do. You know, you don't approach a person because you never know what state of mind they are in or if they have any weapons on them as well. Well, when it got down to it, I realized that this person was not in the same mental state as me. There was a few things that he said, da, 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 da. When all was said and done, I knew it was going to be a cold night out. And I worried about where this guy was going. Did he have a home? Now, he's wearing a coat, but there's plenty of organizations that give out free coats. Or you can pick up a coat or somebody will donate a coat. I wasn't sure he had anywhere to go. And I didn't know what to do in that moment. I called 911 and I said, I'm not concerned for me. It's not an emergency for me, but I am worried about this man. Was that the right thing for me to do?
Yes, all the time. What most people don't realize is that, and this individual might not have been homeless.
Right.
But because remember, homelessness doesn't have the same face as what, you know, I grew up calling them bums and hobos.
Right. We all did.
That is just not what homelessness looks like right now. It looks like us. Mm-hmm. You know, right now in our Scranton Innovation Center, I have a 79-year-old woman whose home was condemned. You're talking about not being able to have the proper ID, all right? She can't get back into her home. She has been living in her Kia for 4 weeks. She's 79 years old, so the homeless can be your grandma.
Well, I need to ask this question. If a home gets condemned in a city like that, shouldn't we be working with the cities to say, hey, you need to try to bring out some box. You got to get some people in there to bring some of this stuff out so the people can get their hands on.
But they won't do that until she has a place to live.
Okay.
All right. So she comes into our place and she's just looking for assistance and some food. She, at that point, she'd been living in her car for 2 weeks just trying to live. Now, she has an income. But
she has a job.
No, she's 79. She's
okay,
retired.
Okay.
So she has an income. She's got Social Security coming in. She has enough. But, you know, the housing situation that's in both of the counties is in dire condition. You know, you just can't. Section 8 is closed. All of the housing, most of the housing authorities have stopped taking applications. I know that I got something last week from one of the housing authorities in Luzerne County that said they stopped application process because of the unreasonable wait period, which was 2 to 3 years.
This also sounds like a situation where we need to stop homelessness before it starts.
Well, you're not going to stop homelessness.
Okay.
You're not going to stop it. And part of that is what you were just talking about when you ran into the individual with your car. At any given time, somebody coming into a rescue mission like we run, and we're part of an organization called CityGate. There's 350-plus in the United States, and they have, you know, they might be big like a Water Street down in Lancaster or the Bowery in New York City where they've been there for 150 years. You know, we're a young mission. But there's missions all over that do what we do and try to bring people in. But you're going to have homelessness no matter how you look at it.
There's going to be different situations. Not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. Like all of life is not one-size-fits-all. I got to go to break. We are going to be back. I am joined by Dan, Pastor Dan, in the studio. And I don't know, I just don't know how to even introduce you because you're just wearing your hat as a real person today. But you did bring good coffee from the Abide Coffee House, so
yeah,
I give you that credit.
That's the best part.
That is the very best part. We do have in the studio with me Pastor Dan, and also along with Pastor Dan is Kathy from Keystone Missions. We're discussing homelessness. Kathy, you also work closely with your police with the homeless situation as well, because sometimes they're needed in these cases too to help people. Do they come to you?
No, sometimes we call them. We always work very closely with the police departments. I'm fond of telling the homeless that come in that I'm not here to hide you. I'm here to help you, and I can't help you if I hide you. So anytime we need the police, we make sure that we have a good working relationship with them. I had to call one of our former employees is on the police department in Scranton. I called him. He called me last week because he had picked somebody up. He wanted to know if we were open for Code Blue. And then I called. We had an incident the next day because sometimes there's incidents when you're working with the homeless. And asked him if he could stop in a couple times through the night, which he did. So it's good to have a good working relationship with the local police department.
Very good. And these Code Blue days right now is like the time to be talking about this and what people should be doing. Maybe you come across somebody that you think may be homeless, or you know that they're homeless, but you don't know how to help yourself. That I didn't know if it was right. I didn't know if I was bothering the guy on the other end of 911. It rang 4 times before somebody answered, which bothers me. It tells me there might be a shortage of people to take calls for various reasons, of course. And then I was like, it's not, I don't know if we're going to consider this an emergency or not, but I'm concerned about the well-being of this person. But that is the way we should be doing it. Don't worry about bothering 911.
Don't worry about bothering them. That's what they're there for. And they'll be able to guide you because sometimes there's other situations. We were just talking before we went off the air, you know, between 75 and 90% of the people who come into a local rescue mission have some sort of mental health issue. So, but as I'm fond of telling people that I speak with, all of us in some point of our life have dealt with mental health issues. So it's not like it's just for the homeless community,
right?
But it is a part of, and part of it is because they're on the street. You know, they've just gotten to that that point in their life where they're doing anything they can to survive. And sometimes that includes they can't get the proper medication or their medication has been stolen. So, you know, they're dealing with a lot of different issues when you're on the street.
And that's where Keystone Mission can step in and be the bridge between the homeless and the community. But you also restore people back to becoming members of society that are able to...
That's what the goal is. That's what the goal is. We want to give them the tools that they need. And sometimes that's by working with other organizations to get them the help that they need. You know, we want to be a catalyst. We want them to step in and...
There's a homeless veterans situation out there, Kathy, is there not?
There is. There sure is.
And we have failed miserably somewhere that our veterans can be in the street with nowhere to go.
Okay, I can speak freely on your show, right?
Yes, you are more than welcome to speak freely.
Not long ago, you know, we do have some veterans that come into our Scranton location. Now, I'm not, because we're new in Wilkes-Barre, I'm still developing those relationships so I can understand who they are coming in. And it's... The homeless community in Luzerne County seems to me, at this point, very different than the homeless community in Scranton.
Interesting.
And, but, you know, I had a veteran, and he's been on the street for about 2 years, and he is a forklift driver by trade. And he lost his job, and then he lost his house, so he was living in his car, and then he lost his car, and he was living in his tent. And he told me that he's very comfortable. He said, Kathy, I think I just got comfortable. And then last year, somebody ripped through his tent, and he got frostbite on his feet. And I'm trying to find, I'm calling the VA, and you know what the VA offered me? A tent.
Another tent.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
All right. So, you know, there is, it's just, it's a system. He told me that he didn't want to go through the VA because he said he had to say that he was mentally unstable, and he wasn't willing to do that.
Kathy, it's really sad, though, organizations that have been set up by our government that where people should be able to rely on for help aren't the ones that are helping. The ones that our tax dollars are paying for aren't the ones that are helping. Keystone Mission had to bridge this gap to help some people, especially, I mean, especially when we talk to our veterans and to see veterans in their situations for various reasons. And I think one of the things with veterans too is that pride. We know that man can be prideful alone. Just a man as a human being doesn't like to look for help or handouts or whatever. But then a man who served his country, strong, big, courageous, now has to go out and look for help. And then he goes to the source that's supposed to help him, and he's left on the streets. And he gets help with getting a tent. That, to me, that's very bothersome. And I'm sure it is. Yes, we are airing the news conference at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much. The news conference, I did mention earlier, will be on at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. But before we have 10 minutes left. We have the Bloomberg coming up in just a few. Somebody did text in and said, I'm homeless, staying in my van. Any help from someone for someone like me from Keystone? Current issue is cost of butane tank for heat, food, along with paying my insurance. I have zero income. Thanks. That comes from Joe P.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, there's not going to be any sort of help where you can get help for, say, gas or paying for your car or anything like that. There's no organizations that's going to help you with that. But
nobody wants to see you living in your van, Joe.
But you could come in. I mean, we do provide, on availability, we do provide little propane tanks. There are people who donate that to us. You know, we are open every Monday through Friday. We're open for breakfast and lunch in Lackawanna County. Dinner, we serve four nights a week on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And the soup kitchen, which is just up the block block from us. They provide lunch every day, and they provide dinner on the days that we do not. So there's always food available. So it's just looking around, trying to find the proper agencies where you can get help.
And I think, Joe, one of my concerns would be is are you planning on surviving with zero income? And how are you going to do that? Maybe you need a little additional help that Keystone might be able to provide.
Or you might just need help filling out job applications.
I was going to say, a step up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a step up that, you might be lost at what direction to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, again, other government organizations that say they have this help, it's not necessarily there either.
Well, sometimes I found what happens with some of the government organizations is that we have people making laws about things that they don't know anything about, maybe who have never been into a homeless shelter or mm-hmm. have worked alongside the homeless. You know, I invite people, come on down and sit down. You might see your neighbor. You might be surprised. And so just so that you understand a little bit, the homeless will share their story with you. Dan knows that. They will tell you their life story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're not going to hear what it's actually like.
And it's sometimes, or a lot of times, not to any fault of their own. I mean, we all have some sort of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
But
your house might have been condemned. You might have had a fire.
Stuff happens. Life can hit you hard. But for the grace of God, go I. You know
what rent is like right now? What if now most of the homeless have some sort of income. They might have disability where they get $600 or $700 a month. Where are you going to find rent for that? Maybe 2 years ago, they were given additional rent money through the government to landlords to help pay for it through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all that did was raise the rents.
Oh, yeah,
so
that too.
So now the homes that are around us that house the homeless who will rent out a room that used to be $350 a month, now is $750 a month for a room that should be condemned that you share a bathroom and a kitchen where there's 8 different rooms in the house. So, you know, that's what's available, but that's not going to have the situation taken care of.
And there's a lot of people that's not helping.
No.
You know, even young families today can't afford these rents. It's absolutely...
And there's homeless families. There's nothing in this area if you're a homeless family. If you're a homeless mom, there are agencies that do offer services for that, but they fill very quickly. There's a waiting list for it. If you're a father with your children, there's nothing.
Thank you, Kathy from Keystone Mission, for joining us today. I certainly do appreciate it.
Coming up next on Special Edition, Froggy 101's Doc and Chewy speak with Mike Slusser from the city of Wilkes-Barre about Sunday's Wilkes-Barre St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's coming up when Special Edition continues.
Michael Slusser, the man in charge of the Wilkes-Barre. Same, he's looking around.
The crowd.
You didn't see our
live studio audience threw me for a loop. I was like, wow, I didn't realize they were all around here.
Michael, that's why it's so warm in here, is because all these people are under the desk over there hiding by him. But this is a big one. So Sunday is the Wilkes-Barre Parade. What time does it step off?
So we'll step off at 2 o'clock. It'll come right down South Main Street. We'll start right at South Street, right under the Wilkes Bridge, come straight down to the square. It's a nice, fun family parade. You know, we have bands. We've got 8 pipe and drum bands that'll be coming through. We have dancing girls that'll come through. All the Irish dance groups will be through there. We have giant parade balloons that'll be in each division as well. So lots of fun.
You guys have the balloons.
Lots of fun balloons that'll be coming down the street. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
I love that you guys added in the balloons.
Balloons are great. It really adds fun, and the kids just love it. And plus that bridge, all the balloons have to go underneath the bridge and pop up.
And it's so great to watch.
Everyone goes crazy every time it happens.
We're always behind all that, and it's funny because we're like a few blocks back, but you can always see it when all of a sudden the balloon starts to lean to one side and go into that bridge, and then
the
you're
first
like,
year
lift
that
it up.
You guys had the balloons, we all sat there because we were like right behind you guys, and we were like, oh man, and we all stopped like waving to people. We were like, everybody just watching, the whole eyes from everybody in the crowd just turned and was like, oh my God, they did it.
It comes underneath, everyone cheers.
Yeah,
it's great. Everyone goes crazy.
Do you get a lot of businesses that stay open then on Sunday because they know the crowd's down?
Absolutely.
There?
We'll have lots of businesses, great places to go. Redonald's will be downtown, will be open. Sununus's will be open. The Downpour will be there as well. All great crowds that come through there. It's always fun.
See, that's the problem. We're on the other end. We need to start there. work our way back into the line.
Yeah, you could rotate back around. I mean, you're like back in that fourth division. You can wait for that first one to go by, run down the street, get in your division, and go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, That's something we should think about. We're going to be in kilts, by the way.
Yeah, we rock kilts. Yeah.
Properly Irish attire, I'm hoping.
Of course. Well,
it's funny you say that, because last week he said if a guy's wearing his underwear, it's a skirt. But if you're wearing it properly, it's a kilt.
It's a kilt.
And Doc was wearing a skirt last week, and I was wearing a kilt.
Okay, there you go.
I said to me, she goes, you're not going out with, you know. Oh, yeah, I was going to. I kind of got yelled at.
Yeah, I could see my wife getting mad at that.
Your wife would be mad if she knew I was walking around in a kilt.
Well, I'm sure, but it's a whole different thing.
All right, so anybody that wants to get information about the parade, how do they do that?
So it's on the city's Facebook page, of course, and also on the city's website, Wilkes-Barre.city. That will be there as well.
All right, and just even though we're all about St. Patrick's Day right now in the parade, you have other big ones coming up.
Oh, it goes nonstop. That's my favorite part about the St. Patrick's Day parade. It starts spring. Everyone starts to come outside. We come out, our eyes open up. We look around. We're like, oh, wow, look at all the fun stuff we can do.
Howdy, neighbors.
We get out and we have fun times, and then we get to spend all summer long with events all through the spring and the summer. So it'll be so much fun.
We'll have you back for more of that when we get closer.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you for joining us this week on Special Edition. Special Edition is a weekly public affairs presentation of Odyssey Wilkes-Barre. I'm Brian Hughes. Thanks again for listening.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.